The situation in Fallujah is very worrying. For the last several years, Fallujah has been under the full control of ISIL. We understand that in the past few months, the siege of Fallujah has been tightened. We have reports from key informants inside the city that for several months now, no medicines have entered the city, and there are widespread food shortages. That's why we're extremely worried about what is happening.
Are you trying to reach the people in need in those areas?
Absolutely. But the situation is very complicated for humanitarian partners because we do not have safe access. So since the siege started to tighten, we have been in intense negotiations with civilian and military authorities to open humanitarian and safe corridors. And in fact, just last week, the government of Iraq officially wrote to me as the humanitarian coordinator and indicated that they intend to open safe corridors. Now, how that's going to work is that they will be advising families inside of Fallujah how to reach areas where the Iraqi security forces can pick them up and escort them militarily through the town and to safety. So there's no intention at this stage, because Fallujah is an active conflict zone, for humanitarians to enter. The intention is to help families through the security forces to escape.
So what's next? Are you ready for any plans if something happened, any open corridor? Are you ready for that, you know, to help the people in need inside?
We are ready. And in fact, as soon as we received notification that the government intends to open humanitarian corridors, we moved the next day to start pre-positioning supplies. We also are expanding the capacity of IDP camps that are near Fallujah. As the families escape, as they're brought to safety, they'll be brought to these camps, and we will immediately provide them with life-saving assistance. We've been meeting with His Excellency, the Governor of Anbar, to make all of these preparations, and as we speak, supplies are being reinforced. We're ready.